Jeannie, here we are on the eve of the weekend. I'd imagine, like everybody, you must be super excited.
Yeah, really excited. I look forward to play the game on Sunday, home game for our own fans. I heard a lot of good stories about it, that the fans are amazing, and it's great to play a game there. So I look forward to it.
You've been here a while now. Obviously, yeah. Everybody had to go to America.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit hectic. Do you feel settled in? Are you getting settled in?
Yeah, I already feel settled in the team. Not in Newcastle yet because I have a house, but furniture I don't have, so I must.
You're sleeping on the floor.
No. I'm sleeping in a hotel, so I must arrange a lot of things. Also with the bank and things like that. So. That will take time, but I already settled in the team. I like the players. The players like me. They help me. So I already feel home. Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe there are too many Dutch here and it's not getting you to speak enough English. I don't think you need English lessons, do you? You speak it very well.
That's what everybody said. I can make myself clear, but you know, sometimes it's difficult because you don't know all the words. So... it's difficult to explain what you mean, but so far as go right now, I can make myself clear, and the people around me understand what I'm meaning, so it's going well.
And there is a nice little group of you, Tim. It's a big influence on the squad, the Dutch influence.
I think it is, but there are also English players and French players, so there's a mix. Mm-hmm. From some countries, some languages, but when we stand on the field, we are one team and we do things together.
So does it help as well that the coach has a knowledge of Holland and you know? And I know I spoke to Daryl last week, and he said he is a much more European coach. You didn't know Alan Pardew, but he has a different outlook to some English coaches.
Yeah, you know. I don't can speak about the trainer because I don't know him, so it's difficult to say things about it. I don't know how he works, but what I know from the trainer, Steve McLaren, is that he works at Twente, and he let him play like the Dutch style. So the way he want to play, that's how we play in Holland. So that makes it also easier for me. The best thing that makes it easy for me is that he already know me because I play against his team in Holland, so he know me as a player. So.
He knows your strengths.
Yeah.
But as we saw on Saturday against Mönchengladbach, your strengths can be in a number of different positions.
Yes, of course.
First half you played much more forward. Yeah. Second half you played back. Yeah. Tell me where you like to play.
I like to play more forward, but. It doesn't matter for me if I play one position behind. The number 10 position is also good for me because I can play those two positions. And I already happy if I play on the midfield because a few years ago they put me as winger and that is not my best position. Yeah. I can play it, but there is players that are better than me on the right winger because I am not that kind of player.
And goals? Have you got in your mind a number of goals you might... or might not be able to score this season? Again, depending on where you play.
Yes, of course. You know, if you play on the number 10 position, I think it makes it easier to make goals than on the number 6. But I have the quality to come for the goal and make goals. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. I must look every game how to create chances. And when I get a chance, I must be ready for it to make a goal.